The Coalition for Networked Information Fall 2011 meeting brought together new technologies, furthered inroads to collaboration, analyzed technology policy issues, and helped to catalyze the development and deployment of new projects in scholarly communication. One of the key issues discussed at the meeting was a new requirement from the National Science Foundation for all grant proposals to include a data management plan. This created some anxiety among scholars.
For example, one of the things that was very frightening before we saw the actual language from NSF was this sort of notion that you'd see this insane unfunded mandate that said you had to keep everything for eternity.
Clifford Lynch is executive director for CNI.
You know, what we've seen instead is a very reasonable kind of thing that calls on the scientific community to make choices and to make them in thoughtful ways.
The new policy created an opportunity for researchers to turn their attentions to the subject area with a great deal of focus.
All of a sudden, this whole question of how do we deal with stewardship of research data became very real and very pragmatic and very tangible for our member institutions.
And this meant several sessions at the meeting that dealt with data management.
One of the underpinnings of this, of course, is basic bit storage. In mid-2011, you had Princeton step up and propose a service there where you could essentially pre-fund perpetuity. Personally, I think that they would have been better off saying 10 years or 15 years rather than perpetuity, which is a very dangerous word. But David Rosenthal from Stanford, who's done a tremendous amount of work in this area, reported on his efforts to model the costs of these kinds of services and kind of updated us all on that discussion. I certainly got into some of this in my opening plenary remarks, and you can see it really threaded throughout the program in terms of many, many breakout sessions.
Other sessions dealt with a variety of subject areas around education and scholarly communication.
David Lewis at Indiana University talked about their large-scale e-textbook program. And this is an issue that's getting a lot of news, especially this week with the announcement of Internet 2 and 5 universities working on large-scale digital textbook licensing. And CNI has been interested in this issue, and we've particularly promoted the idea that libraries and IT organizations might look at their mutual interests and their mutual expertise in licensing digital content and how that can be leveraged across the institution so that money isn't paid for the same resources in multiple places on campus.
Joan Lippincott is Associate Executive Director for CNI.
In addition, we had a pair of presenters, Anu Vedantham from University of Pennsylvania, she's head of their Information Commons, and Renee Hobbs, who's a faculty member at Temple, talking about online video creation by undergrads and the consequences for media literacy. And so again, we're stressing students working with digital media both in a learning mode and in a creation mode. We need new kinds of information professionals to work with researchers on these data-intensive projects. I think that's another area that we'll see a lot of development in the coming years.
Then that takes us to the closing plenary that Bill Michener did. Bill Michener runs a project called Data One, or Data One, which is really the flagship of the DataNet grants. And it's a sort of a multi-part effort to federate extant repositories that are being funded from other sources, to provide scientists with toolkits to interact with these repositories in a standard way, to provide a cross-repository discovery service, and to broker backups and replication among repositories, among a number of other things.
The takeaways from this meeting included valuable lessons and case studies ranging from general insights to very specific methodology and research.
In terms of my takeaways, I would emphasize the need for collaboration. I don't think we have a single project in this group where someone is working on his or her own to develop a program, and particularly stressing the CNI theme of cross-sector collaboration, faculty working with information technologists, librarians, instructional technologists, multimedia professionals, and students.
I would hope that many attendees got good ideas about how to structure operational services at their own institution, how other people were doing it, and that would range all the way from what parts of the organization are involved to some specific technical strategies, to faculty outreach strategies, to pricing strategies and models.
I'm pleased to see examples of libraries and IT working closely to develop programs and services that closely link to the curriculum. Sometimes we tend to focus on generic services, and in today's era, I think we need to also strongly look at offering specialized services and programs that are closely tied into particular curricular objectives.
I think that there are other people at the meeting who particularly needed to get a clearer understanding of how the funding agencies and the scientific communities were actually thinking about these mandates. I think that there are other people, yet another set of perspectives, that are really interested in understanding the changing ways in which science is done. I would really say if there was one kind of overarching theme that ran through this meeting, it was that whole issue around data management, data stewardship, and I think that was driven by the fact that those NSF mandates went into place and that there's been just enough time as this meeting came around to really reflect this sort of broad community mobilization to meet those demands.
The next Coalition for Networked Information member meeting takes place April 2nd and 3rd in Baltimore, Maryland. You can find out more by visiting cni.org.